Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Place your consultants are standing by. We'll take caller 9844999. Ola, you'll play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check-in to Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, some teenagers in Oklahoma robbed a bank, but they were caught while they were waiting for their getaway Uber.
Come on, man.
Again, you need to have your own getaway car. We had the same thing either earlier this week or last week, something like that, but the kid robbed a bank and then had one of those rideshare scooters.
Right. And amazingly, he was caught as well.
If you jump into a taxi, they don't know who you are. But when you summon an Uber,
right,
they have all your information. You've already paid for the fare before they come.
Stupid. I don't know. I mean, well, how far in advance? All right, so, I
wonder how his rating went.
But wait, you and I are going to rob a bank. We know we have to get Uber. How far in advance do we try to get an Uber? Like, you don't rob the bank, then call Uber, right?
You got about 2 to 3 minutes in my neighborhood.
Right.
Okay, so basically, we'd have to call them as we go into the bank.
Pretty much.
We rob it. Basically, by the time we get out, we can hop into Uber and get away.
Right. And then we look for Sam's gray Corolla. Right.
One of two things is going to be out there waiting for you by the time you get out. It's either your Uber or the cops.
Hold on for a minute. I got to check the phone and find out what's his name. Amir, and he's in a he's in a gray Prius.
Come on,
I'd go Uber X, man.
Where is he?
Good stuff.
Why does he keep spinning in this one intersection?
Right. Lots of your apps are recording what's on your screen without you realizing it.
How could you not realize this by now?
And they don't have to ask permission. So
how do you not realize that by now?
Jesus Christ.
Repeat the story 10 million times.
We've said it over and over and over again. If you say something near your phone, what do you know? The ads show up on your Facebook, on your Twitter.
That happens on our computers here all the time.
Right.
We can have a conversation in the office. And when we walk into this studio, because you still log in under the same names, all those ads are there.
We'll just talk about something, and next thing you know, Ted will be on whatever, and that ad will pop up from what we were talking about.
His computer records everything. Yeah,
it really does.
KFC is giving away a Colonel Sanders bearskin rug in a contest for Valentine's Day.
Wait, what now?
A Colonel Sanders bearskin rug.
So I did
what's like the Colonel's
correctly.
On the floor?
That it says bearskin, so I would assume that it's got...
Wait, B-A-R-E or right? B-E-A-R? Because these are two different... Uncle Sanders, or Colonel Sanders bearskin B-A-R-E. That's nothing anyone needs to see.
Could you make love on a Colonel Sanders bearskin rug eating a piece of chicken?
Look at my saggy Nepals.
I got a feeling that you could muscle through it, Miles.
Okay.
Just based on your track record.
That's how we do it in Louisville.
You say with the Colonel staring at you?
Yeah.
Finger licking.
With his head on the wall. Adidas has
I'll take an extra biscuit.
Adidas has apologized for creating an all-white sneaker for Black History Month.
No, they didn't.
It says it right here.
Do you think they did it for the attention?
Here's our Black History Month.
An all-white sneaker?
An all-white sneaker.
Well, granted, you know, I think as far as white sneakers are concerned, black guys can pull them out better than white guys.
Well, sure.
That's fair.
Yeah, but it is still an all-white sneaker.
You know what? It probably didn't bother anyone until they apologized for it. I wouldn't have given it a second thought, but now that Nike says it, like, F you!
Scientists at Harvard have busted an old myth that marijuana makes you less fertile.
Oh, tell me more.
They actually found a link between smoking weed and a higher sperm count.
See, that'll keep the kids from smoking weed. You want to scare kids off of weed?
It blows every fertility clinic's crap out of the water.
Well,
as far as the guy goes,
they've spent 70 years lying.
Want to make babies? Right. Smoke weed.
You know how much that stuff costs?
What, weed?
It's a racket.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they held it.
A man with the last name Outlaw was just arrested for a crime spree in New York.
God, I mean, if that's
Tony
my last
Outlaw.
Name.
What'd he do?
I don't know. He did crime.
It doesn't even matter.
But look, dude, you can be a burglar or a rob. Man, but man, when you're an outlaw,
you need to shoot
you're
somebody.
Notorious,
you know what I'm saying,
right?
Man? Like an outlaw. Like, I'm like, yeah, I'm just not a criminal. I'm an outlaw.
Then you're like people want to buy you drinks.
Now it's a profession.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now I've got my, you know, I can probably get dental and medical and all that stuff.
Oh, you're officially an outlaw.
Yeah.
It's like W-2s.
You got to draw on somebody in the middle of a street and kill them. That's what makes you an outlaw to me.
But you have to murder someone to be an outlaw.
Yeah, and then walk away from it, and nobody
don't
goes
you
after
watch
you.
Shows about outlaw biker gangs?
No.
No. No.
Scientists in Canada have developed a new treatment for chlamydia.
Okay, that's exciting.
For some.
If you have chlamydia, that's very exciting.
You could just not get chlamydia.
Yeah, hey, man, you don't know until they say, oh, hey, I should have told you this before it happened.
Would you walk into the restaurant if you knew you were going to get food poisoning?
Right, exactly.
You know,
Come on,
everybody's going to get sick.
All you got to do. People are mocking a metal bed that claims it'll protect you during an earthquake by turning it into a shelter.
Have you seen this thing?
Yes, I have.
Talk about all the ultimate paranoia.
Oh, man. Well, and everything
I mean,
they're saying.
Do?
So what it does, basically, is it's this bed on a box is basically what it is. You're sleeping on top of a coffin is what you're doing. And then the slightest bit of seismic activity, it'll drop a false bottom in that thing.
So wait a minute. Wait. I am having.
It basically coffins you.
The best sex of my life.
That was one of the points.
And this goddamn thing opens up.
Exactly.
And then shuts me in.
Swallows everybody in.
Right.
People that are sleeping with one leg off the bed, like a lot of people do. Like, are they now one-legged?
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
I see the lawsuits coming.
And then what happens? So you're going to get trapped inside this dadgum coffin, and it's going to get buried under a house.
Right. Now you suffocate.
Yeah, because you know why? You've got it in a bunker that you built.
Right.
Because you're paranoid about that,
but
you still got that parachute that you bought after 9/11 so you could jump out of a skyscraper and think that would work.
But you know what? It's got Fritos and bottled water, so I mean, you're sure. I'm
sign
sure
me
fine.
Up.
A woman in England says she's terrible at making decisions, so she just posted a job listing to hire someone to make every decision for her for a month, offering $2,600.
Well, she should become a guy and then get married.
There you go.
That's like, are you kidding me?
You are shopping in the wrong aisle, miss. A 79-year-old woman and an 86-year-old woman got into a physical fight at their nursing home in Ontario, Canada. What was that?
That was me. I was like to yodel when I hear about old women fighting.
In Canada. Over bingo.
Hey, I want to sit in that chair, you know. No, you can't sit in that chair. I'll swing on you.
The cops came, but fortunately no one was seriously hurt, so they didn't file any charges. The only thing that can make angry old people throw punches at other people is bingo, and that applies even in Canada.
Okay, I have to say. You got an 86-year-old person.
Yes.
You have like a 78, 90-year-old or 80-year-old person.
Yes.
You're trying to tell me they have to call the cops to separate these two from getting into a fight.
Think about a bingo, but it's a bingo hole.
I know, no.
This
was an adult end-of-life care facility.
Oh.
So this actually happened in a care facility. You would think that somebody would be able to stand in the middle of these two people and get them to calm down without being injured.
I just think. She took her teeth out. It's gotten serious now.
So they couldn't pull your earrings out.
Yeah, you're not going to get bit. You'll get gummed.
Yeah, but their skin is like meringue.
He gummed me!
That's a good thing.
A carjacker in St. Louis dropped his phone on Monday, so the victim grabbed it, used it as a bargaining chip, and the carjacker had to trade the car to get it back.
Did you read this whole thing? So,
of course not. I'm not working on it. That's kind of
the guy pulls out a gun. The guy who's the victim owns a restaurant. He's going to get into his car. A guy comes up to carjack him and has a gun. Says, give me your keys. Restaurant owner says, I'm not giving you my keys. So the carjacker goes to shoot him in the leg, but his gun jammed. So in that moment, and this is good thinking, the restaurant owner throws the keys up on the roof of his restaurant. Like, I can get them later, but now you can't.
Sure.
Sadly, the keys did not make it to the roof of the restaurant. They just landed on the ground.
Oh, no.
So now the guy with the gun runs over to get the keys, but he ran over to get the keys. His phone fell out. So the restaurant owner picks up the phone, and just to give you an idea of the importance of the phone, he says to the guy, if you want your phone back, you got to give me my keys. And the guy made the trade and ran away.
That's people care about their phone.
Well, also, it would have been like, hey, the guy that stole my car, here's his phone.
An 87-year-old woman in Minnesota fell in the snow last week in sub-zero temperatures and couldn't get back up.
Were they going to leave her there until April?
Luckily, her neighbor's dog found her about 30 minutes later and saved her life.
Wow. Did he save her life or did he just find her? He probably, like, pooped next door.
I don't think Fido was doing CPR, man.
Look at these crazy people doing snow angels.
Been doing it for a while.
Hadn't moved her arms or legs or nothing.
The majority of people say there's a difference between making love and having sex, according to a new survey.
What's the difference?
I don't know, man.
You know the difference.
When we look
sometimes
at each other's eyes and kiss.
The safe words don't exist when you're having sex.
One is more passionate, there's more eye contact, and it lasts longer.
Would you like to copulate? We can fornicate later. I'm really into some exciting copulation.
A man in Australia has argued that he is exempt from taxation laws.
Why is that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
And Steve, throw a hook at the police to everyone how Profile This is played.
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happens right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story... Based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Jacob. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, gentlemen, liquor and horse.
Hola. Hola, liquor and horse to you. All right, Jacob, you understand how this here game is played.
Oh, yes, sir.
Fair enough. Here is your story. And I just want to point out that just because... This is one of those all-time classic porn scenarios, you know, pizza delivery turns into getting it on. It does not mean that's going to happen in real life ever. Case in point, a 30-year-old man in Woodhaven, that's in southeast Michigan, he ordered a pizza from a Domino's earlier this month. And when the female delivery driver got there, she noticed that his penis was hanging out of the fly area in his pajama pants. A grown-ass man wearing pajama pants. D hanging out. And he was messing around with himself. So it wasn't just out. He was spelunking the monkey, so to speak. So she yelled at him, and then she called the cops. Well, when the cops got there, he claimed his junk accidentally fell out, and he was just trying to put it away. But when the cops asked him if he had any previous indecent exposure or arrest, he admitted yes two other times. Now he has three. He'll face his newest charges in court a little bit later this month. My question for you is, do you believe that this man who answered the door with his penis out is black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
Ooh. It was extra, all for Harambe, wasn't it?
Extra sausage? Large?
Shoot. So I'm thinking Michigan, I'm thinking white right off the bat, but... What do you guys think? I got to hear your thoughts, too. You guys
it's Michigan, man. I'm going to go... Middle Eastern isn't an option, so I'm going to go white.
Oh, yeah.
If it's not Detroit, then I'm going to assume it's not white or black. I'm going to assume it's black. Anything outside of that, I'm going to go white.
Oh, do we have the city?
It's called Woodhaven.
You haven't heard of it.
It's what it was to say. I believe they said southeast Michigan.
Okay, so close to Toledo.
Oh, holy Toledo. Dang.
It's pretty white there. I went to... My brother got married there. There was nothing else but whiteness. It was a whitewash.
You know, that's true, but I know Thrill likes to throw curveballs, and everything is white. Bam! Black! You know? I've seen that.
He ordered a pizza with his penis out, dude. I'm pretty sure this is a white guy, Jacob, but you guess what you want.
You know, I'm gonna go Mexi with this one.
All right, Mexi, final answer.
Yes, sir.
All right, we're gonna find out if he is black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Profile This takes us to Michigan. We've got a 38-year-old guy who ordered a pizza. And the pizza delivery driver showed up and she went to the door. And the guy answered the door and he had his penis out. And he was kind of playing with it.
He's done
this before. He actually said to the cops, I believe, that he had bought new pajamas.
Yeah.
And was just having a hard time figuring them out.
Yeah, apparently his penis fell out of the front. That's the story he gave. Cops said, you ever been arrested before? He's like, yeah, twice for this exact same thing. So, Jacob, we asked you, did you believe they were black, white, Mexi, or Asian? And in the end, you went Mexi, correct?
Yes, sir. You know the answer. Give it away now.
Well played, sir. Well played. Whoops. Hang on. Wait. Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. I want you to feel bad with the right sound effect. Should have listened to Miles. It's as white as it gets, right?
I got my wang. I'm wearing pajamas. I'm wearing pajamas. I am white already. I don't even have to have my penis out. I am an adult wearing pajamas.
White.
Now for all TV news all time, time for TV Time with T.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Oh, look at it. What's happening?
Mike Hogg is back. How's your
get the
stomach?
Taste out of your mouth.
Not bad. Yeah, I did have to go back and get my chili a go there, guys. I needed to go back to normal.
You
first.
Needed to eat.
I did.
We didn't really eat. We tasted.
We did, and it didn't taste all that good, to be honest.
Well, a lot of people are predicting that you're just going to have the ass splatters.
My stomach is not doing so well right now.
As soon as you say Indian food, I fully assume that like I'm going to be sitting on the toilet for the next 16 hours.
Well, listen, to be fair, Robin brought this up to us earlier because she has some concern about it and said, man, they think he's going to get all essie and all that. It'll be his girlfriend's problem. By the time it hits,
that's fair.
You know what I mean? Like, she's going to hate you tonight, but I'm like, we should be safe.
And she's got a cold, so she
might have one of those mornings tomorrow where you have to wet the toilet paper a little bit.
Oh,
you're going to be running under the
fire. No.
I just need some cold water back there.
Yeah. Eat some ice cream so you have something to hope for.
It's a wet wipe kind of day.
All right, gentlemen, what do you know about celebrity feuds?
I know they happen, and I never care.
Sure, we got some of the greats. We got Paris Hilton versus Nicole Richie. We've got Sylvester Stallone and Richard Gere. I know you guys know all these. Martha Stewart, Gwyneth Paltrow.
No, I don't. I mean, my thing, like, look, if you said, this is just my take on it. Social media, I do not care. Words are words, whatever. Mm-hmm. If you're physically going to get down and do it, dude, I would watch that video. If you said,
absolutely.
Like, they were leaving this club, and they threw down.
Yeah.
That's a feud.
Right.
And talking smack is life.
Like, tell me you wouldn't want to see Kanye and Taylor Swift get into a boxing ring together and just duke it out real fast. Don't think that hard on it. Kanye's a punk, man. He'll back down easy. First time he gets hit,
oh,
he'll go down.
You're going with Swift.
Oh, yeah.
You're taking
She's
time.
Got the Swift, man.
All right. Yeah, okay. Probably in better shape. She seems like the type of person to be up at 6 o'clock in her class doing her kickboxing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kanye seems like the guy just, you know, wake up. And
you know what? She's not too good for jury duty, Miles.
She did jury duty. Well, she doesn't have anything else to do.
She doesn't want.
What are you talking about? She has to entertain millions of Swifties, Miles.
Not that night.
You don't know that. Maybe she had to cancel part of her tour to do her civic duty.
That's right.
Okay.
Anyway. Actually, she probably went in there and dropped an N-bomb, and they're like, dude, we're still going to use
I still feel bad for her. You know, people blow it for, you know, like, wherever you're from. You're like the guy who had the sex with the horse, just ruined your Enum clock
experience. They did.
That guy who grabbed Taylor Swift's ass. Somebody should beat his ass.
Oh, guy on radio?
That was a radio guy.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
That's right.
Most people in radio are scumbags. I mean, honestly.
No, I know that, but not all.
He didn't make radio look bad. Radio made him okay. Radio gave, right?
Okay, yeah. Maybe
look,
so.
Man, we have worked with, you can think anything you want to about us, all right? And we're not the best people, but we don't treat other people, let's just say, the way some of these people treat people.
When's the last time I walked up to you, Mike, and grabbed your ass without asking?
This morning.
Okay.
But that's a couple of hours ago.
Yeah. Well, it's a new afternoon.
It's a new year.
Really, but one of my favorite celebrity feuds that has been going on for a while now is Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman. Have you guys heard?
Is this
heard
a
this
real feud?
Not at all.
No. Okay.
Not
right.
at all.
Come on.
Is it Wolverine Deadpool or I mean?
Kind of what it is. That's really what it is. Is that Deadpool keeps calling out Wolverine, mess with him. You know, Deadpool is the comic book character that breaks the fourth wall constantly.
Right.
He is very much aware that he is a comic book character, and so he goofs off with other comic book characters throughout, and he's kind of centered around Wolverine or Hugh Jackman in this case, and they have had a Twitter feud for a long, long time. They are busting each other's shoes all the time. It's actually a competition between whether or not Ryan Reynolds has, you know, a bigger feud with his wife or with Hugh Jackman.
I was
going
to say,
there.
He does the same thing with his wife. He cuts her out of pictures.
He does. And his daughter.
Oh, yeah.
His daughter.
I mean, everything. Like, it's great.
But recently, they came together and they did bring a truce to their little feud in order so that they could come together. They want to promote each other's products. They actually did create ads for their own products. Ryan Reynolds has a gin out called Aviation American Gin. It's a fantastic gin that I'm sure is fantastic. I said that. I don't know. I haven't.
Have you seen the commercial he did for it?
Hang on one second. Don't get ahead of me here.
Right.
And then Hugh Jackman did have a coffee that he put out called Laughing Man. Laughing Man Coffee.
Okay.
And so in this little tidbit that I have for you here, the two have called a truce. They have decided to make each other an ad for each other's respective products. So here's what we have here.
Hey, everyone. Ryan and I recently called it a truce in our social media war, and we promised to make ads for each other.
Yeah, we sure did. I've been working 24/7 on an ad for Hugh's incredible coffee company, Laughing Man, and he's been working hard 24/7, I imagine, on an aviation gin ad.
Yep.
So I'm going to go first. Let's roll it.
Come on.
Can a cup of coffee be a superhero? because Laughing Man beans are born with a special power. Sure, it's the best tasting coffee on the market. Yeah, it awakens your senses with unbelievable flavor. But it also lifts up communities around the world in the form of housing and scholarships. And Hugh could be behind such a heroic company. Hugh guessed it. My friend, Hugh Jackman. The loving and caring man who created Laughing Man. Make every cup count.
Very good, wholesome product.
Yeah, it seemed pretty straightforward.
Man, that was really, that's really professional.
It's like, cost $1 million.
I'm not quite ready to show mine yet, but let's just cut for a second. No, it's not almost finished. Just some color correcting.
For a second. No, let's just roll it. Come on, it's I can't wait to see it. Go, roll it, roll it.
Ryan Reynolds is a complete and total The gin's pretty great, though. I'll have to try it someday.
Opens it up, puts it on its side, and just lets it pour out on the table.
Sorry, I didn't think the truce was actually real.
That's all it is. It pans over after Hugh Jackman is flustered. It goes into his ad where he is just sitting in this very nice little study looking area, and he's got this flat table next to him with the gin on there. Calls him an effing a-hole. Tips over the bottle, lets it drain out, and then he just stares at the camera as it's running off the table onto the floor, and it drips for a while, and he flicks away the cap.
Have you seen the tongue-in-cheek one that Ryan Reynolds does for his gin?
I have not.
It's awesome.
I'm sure it is. I mean,
it's like exactly like every,
does,
right? Basically it's just him being him, and it's hysterical.
If you want to see both of those ads, I'm sure they will be up on the Men's Room Facebook page. So we are here kind of in this limbo area where it is post Super Bowl, where we're kind of waiting for another
March Madness. Maybe
we're waiting for college basketball to pick up. Spring training for baseball is going to start up. But one thing that we can't escape, especially when the Patriots are the victors here, is the Super Bowl parade. Mm-hmm. We did have one here in Seattle, 3-4 years ago now, probably 5 years ago.
Boston has one every February the 6th.
Yep.
I would think Boston is like losing
they
money.
Like, they do like the marathon. They just run it on the same day.
Right. Pretty much.
It's already penciled in for next year.
Cleveland had one 2 years ago where, 0-16, they had a parade for that one.
Yeah. Those are different.
But one thing about the Super Bowl victors is that they have a parade. They put everybody up on floats. It's usually the duck boats that they have out there, and they put them up on there, and they run them through the city. And something happened to Gronk here. He was on Fallon here recently where he got interviewed and talked about a little bit of an issue and had something to show for it.
That parade is hands down the best party. It's the best experience anyone can go through.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going on the duck boats. We have 1.5 million fans show up into the city of Boston. I mean, Boston. Patriot Nation always represented.
Yeah.
Something. At one time, we had literally, there was like five, those nipple shots. There were like five of them were thrown at one time, and then there was like five beers coming at one time. And everyone on the duck boats juking home. We're getting good practicing for next season. Like,
Yeah, exactly.
And then next thing you know, I move back a little. I'm just chilling, looking, and poof, pop. You see that?
Yeah, you got cut.
Full beer can right to the face.
Look at this.
Turn
that camera there. Can you zoom?
I was bleeding all over on the parade, on the duck boat. Then my dad, he's blocking all the next shots. You can see him. He's karate kicking a beer flying at me.
Karate kicking a beer is pretty legendary.
Yes,
that's fantastic. Only Rob Gronkowski has the problem of having too many beers thrown at him and then actually taking one to the face.
It's because he doesn't have enough hands to catch. If you're Rob Gronkowski, beer is going to show up, man.
Exactly. Did show that he had a... It was healed over and probably makeup covered it, but he actually did have a pretty good-sized cut right next to his left eye over there.
Chicks are probably digging more now.
Oh, look, he's hurt. Oh, Rob, can we help
you? Oh, I'll take care of you, Rob.
Is he ever not hurt?
I don't think he should play anymore.
Why?
I think he should be done. Because I think he's got a better chance at not killing himself, his brain, his body. He can definitely go into something else. He's an entertaining guy. People love him. He can move on. What else do you need to achieve at that point? How many more rings do you need?
Right, he's got, two, three Super Bowl rings at this
every
point?
Every year he's gone through major injuries, trying to fight back. You know what I mean? You can only do so much damage to your
body.
He's
a guy that we like, and you just know 10 years from now, does the abuse he takes, especially because of his size.
Right.
Right, people just hit him different, all the... Like, dude, it's not going to be worth it in the end.
Look, all the places in Vegas you go watch the sports. If he had Gronk Sports Bar, where would you go in Vegas to watch the sporting event?
Yeah, absolutely.
They toss you a beer when you walk in.
Anything he wants. You know what I mean? Like, he just doesn't have to kill himself.
So, who's the first to appear on TV actually commentating games? Tom Brady or Rob Gronkowski?
It's Brady, because Brady's doing an analytical job of breaking down a game. Gronk is going like, hey, man, what is that on that hot dog? What stand did you get that in?
Gronk is pre and post game. So, Brady would be either sitting with the crew, breaking things down with Kurt Warner.
Like
or calling the game, but he's not doing goofy. Like Rob Gronkowski does dumb stuff before and after the game.
Right. You don't want him to be analytical. You want him to be Gronk. You want him to be the guy who's like at a barbecue and a grill, and you can hang out and talk anything other than football.
Which is why I think him doing color commentary would be perfect.
It would if the NFL would accept that type of vision, but they really don't as far as the broadcasting. They tried it. Fox tried it with Pat McAfee. They actually put someone in the booth the last week of the season in Green Bay when it didn't matter, and McAfee did a great job. He actually just had fun. So, you know, NFL hasn't done that since they, not that they meant to have fun, but since they put Dennis Miller in the Monday Night Football booth, he was the litmus test. They believed that sucked, so they never went back to it.
Oh, they picked the wrong guy.
They just picked, that's it. And Dennis Miller knew football. But he was just giving too much. We don't care what Dennis Miller knows about football.
Right. You don't need to impress us.
So, switching gears here, speaking of things getting canceled, The Simpsons, it has long been talked about, and I'm here to bring you guys the big news that The Simpsons officially have been renewed for two more seasons.
Wow. That is, how long has the show been on?
Do we care?
It has been on, let's see here, this will be the show's 30, it's been renewed for two more seasons. It'll be the 31st and the 32nd season, and at the end of that 32nd season in 2021, it will have aired 713 episodes.
I'd say good for them, man. Good for, at some point, like, it was great for me for about a good four-year run. Right? Mm-hmm. Then there's the next generation, they get a good four-year run. I mean, the show was still, look, 60 Minutes is still on. There's a bunch of shows that are still on. Why not something like this? And The Simpsons, you're right. Whether you like it or not, it was the first groundbreaking television, at least since 85. There's different stuff now with cable. HBO figured it out and everyone copied, but like, believe me, The Simpsons changed network TV for the better because you were stuck with the three main networks that did nothing interesting, right? You play everything safe. Simpsons, and actually the Fox network, but The Simpsons blew up. They realized, you know, not everyone thinks that vanilla humor is funny. You can do interesting things as well, and that's why you have Family Guy and all the rest of this stuff.
Exactly. Now, that being said, that will make 713 episodes of The Simpsons. I can probably still count on one hand how many episodes of The Simpsons I've watched.
Really?
We've done 2,981. Our show's 4 hours.
Yeah, kiss my ass.
Suck this.
Yeah.
Original content for 3,000 episodes.
That's right, goddammit. Try that on for size.
I mean, I still have great respect for The Simpsons as a show because it has been running since, what, 89?
Something
and
like
it shouldn't
that.
Go away. I would watch it if it was like the farewell final episode or whatever, but you would always still see The Simpsons, and there's 30 years of it that I haven't seen.
Well, I know I can watch it on repeats. Like, I don't need to watch the time of, like, hey, man, if I'm in a pinch, I get stoned, it'll be on.
You know, everybody has their big 100th episode.
Sure.
Does it really just kind of lose steam after episode 700? Like, do you think that they'll make a stink about it being episode 700?
I think if you like the show, you like the show.
I think you brag. What the hell was that? I think you brag about
Miles,
it
again. Damn it!
Did you short out your mic?
Wait, I think I did again. Hold on.
I'm going to fix it mid segment. Go ahead.
No, you're not. The whole processor's going to blow up.
Oh man!
Oh, this is cool audio though.
I think you brag about 32 seasons, right?
Never in radio. Like in 30 years, I've had a problem with a goddamn microphone. Just takes a little.
It's like the one thing we need.
Can I cuss, Robin?
No.
Okay. Please.
No.
No, it's not working.
No.
Still nothing?
That's cool.
What did you do? Did you touch it?
I didn't do a goddamn thing.
Did you touch it?
I just pulled the damn thing a little bit.
You touched it.
I touched it.
But
so
you can't touch it.
Hello?
No.
No, it's still screwed. Whole process. This has happened before. So it's obviously not the microphone.
Daggone it. No, it's the fact that you got static hands. You
know, don't worry about my... Hey, man, you're saying my mic.
I didn't even zap it.
All right. Now you're just like a child.
I didn't do anything.
Yelling from the back of the plane.
It's like getting in trouble for crap. You know what I mean? Like just getting put in timeout. I didn't do a damn thing. Sucks. I hate you, Mom.
She can't hear you.
When it comes to hard liquor, what is your guys' drink of choice? When it comes to the actual types of liquor, what do you guys go
tequila
with? Tequila, vodka. Okay. Svedka actually has a new drink that's out. And as is customary with TV time, we got to throw it to a little bit of Seth Meyers here.
Liquor brand Svedka will release a new product that combines rosé and vodka. It's called Hold My Hair.
See, that's funny. Hello.
Rosé and vodka. Huh?
Rosé and vodka. That's just
that's not going to be bad.
I don't know that I would go for it, man.
You think it'll be all right?
You're talking there. You don't understand.
Hello.
It sounds like he's at the end of a tunnel yelling into a microphone.
Is it him you're looking for?
Oh, what do we got here? Tyra Banks. You guys all know who Tyra Banks is.
The woman with the biggest forehead you've ever seen.
Pretty much.
She does, man.
She's hot.
She is hot. She has a big-ass forehead, too. For a long time. You can be hot and have a big forehead.
She is obviously a model, an actress. Her biggest claim to talk show host. Her biggest claim to fame, I would think, has been her modeling. She came from came from very little, made her way into modeling, and has made it. And
she
really,
didn't come from very little forehead. I'll tell you that.
And modeling has always kind of been her big deal there. And she is actually opening a new theme park. And wait for it. You'll never believe what it's called.
Tyra.
Model Land.
Model Land. What are the rides that my... Well,
I'm interested.
My buddy James Corden actually has a little bit on that on there. Do we have James Corden? There we go. Hang on. James Corden.
Supermodel Tyra Banks has announced the opening of a modeling-themed amusement park. It's called Model Land. Yeah, it's completely real. Like any other amusement park, people are vomiting all over the place. Except here, there are no rides. It's just... The park aims to let visitors, quote, be the dream version of themselves. A place where any random person can pretend they're a model. I thought that was called Instagram. Isn't it?
I like me some James Corden.
Mm-hmm. He's good. This thing's still broken.
Damn it.
God damn it.
We can't hear you, Miles.
Hang on, Mike's got your headlines coming up in minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
What?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Chicago area hospitals treat 8 different people who thought it would be a good idea to throw boiling water into the air. Meanwhile, a 2-year-old is rescued from a claw machine after climbing in for a little stuffed bear. Man steals $1,500 in scratch-off from his workplace and does not win a dime. Meanwhile, an Arizona man jumps on a rental scooter, smashes into a car, and DUI is the crime. And Delta Airlines apologizes for thinking people might like each other. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
Another top story. We go down to Australia, where a man has failed to file his taxes for the past 6 years. But he says he's got a good reason. He says that he's exempt from the laws because he's a human being that has waived the right to be recognized as a person.
Okay.
There is some sort of a bylaw that's in Australia's laws that allows him to think that he should do this.
I don't know. You know how that is, man. People tell you all these. You know, you don't have to do this, that, or the other if you just say. Well, if that's true,
it's the same as
everyone
the sovereign citizens and the free. Oh, what do they call them? There was one a while ago. They put a video of themselves up on YouTube trying to have a standoff with police.
Who was the guy that basically said he was 25 years younger?
That was a guy like in England?
Right.
Same
crap.
Exactly. He was convicted of failing to provide an income tax return and fine, which the man claimed was a persistent and complete disregard to income tax law.
Trust me, if I could, I'd just say that I'm 67. I'll take my Social Security now.
Right.
Like, I mean, are you using the infrastructure?
You are arguing with the people that... day by day, enforce this stuff. Don't worry, yes, they know exactly what it is it means, idiot. In other news, let's go to Scotland, where a man is in a lot of trouble after it was discovered that he stole $1,500 worth of scratch tickets from his place of work. The man stole the roll of cards and took them home, hoping to make some extra money, but the man has the luck of Miles Montgomery, as none of the cards yielded any return at all.
He's right, man.
$1,500 worth of scratch cards. He didn't win a dime.
I've spent more than that. Busted.
F that guy.
Watch, next week he'll hit the bigger. That's how I always think.
He has been ordered to pay his employer compensation for the stolen cards and will serve 200 hours of work. That's a... If there was ever a reason to not buy one of those damn things, this man stole $1,500.
If you did go literally and buy $1,000 to see how you top out, you'd never do it again.
Right. No.
In all honesty. You know what I mean? God, I know that.
And people are paying money for this.
But you know what? I always think that one day, just like being struck by lightning, it could very well be me. You know what I mean? Like, I can be the guy and I can just flip everyone off and walk in and go, "You said I'd never win, you bastards."
My persistence is paying off.
Exactly.
Oh, poor bastard.
Yeah. I stood by a guy playing Keno.
We go to Arizona, where a man found out just how much the DUI laws cover. He was busted for DUI, reckless driving, criminal damage, and other charges after he rode a bird scooter with a blood alcohol level of 285 and crashed it into a Dodge. God damn it. If it's got a motor on it, chances are better than even you can drive it.
Those things can go up to about 35 miles an hour.
They can.
Yeah, I mean, that's fast. I mean, my scooter went 40.
The only one that I would fight is the horse. Those people, they get drunk and they get DUIs.
Yeah, it's not a motor.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
I do
now.
Riding lawnmower, I think. I think that's the safest form of slow moving four wheel transportation.
Yeah,
with
golf cart.
No, they actually
they
can
tip,
go,
man.
I know,
good.
But golf carts don't have blades on them, Miles.
Well, you don't have to initiate the blades
if you're drunk.
He tried to claim that he had just drank two cans of Bud Light earlier that day, but the 7 bottles of liquor in his backpack told a different story.
And also, police know you can drink 18 cases of Bud Light and not be drunk.
Right. Exactly. Trust me, this breathalyzer tells me all I need to know.
Right. Jack.
We go to Indiana to the Jackson County Jail, where someone obviously didn't finish the Shawshank Redemption. A 28-year-old inmate escaped from officers, made their way to a medical room, and locked themselves inside. Thinking quickly, the trapped rat moved upward into the ceiling and attempted to make their way out of the jail. His plan fell short as the prisoner fell through the ceiling and into the jail's booking area.
Oh, welcome
no, that's
back.
Actually, that's actually the proper protocol there. Because you're going to get checked back in.
Sure.
You might as well just start right again.
It's very
and
convenient.
That's exactly what they did.
Exactly. I mean, like, why waste the time of getting out for 5 minutes? I mean, just go right back to where you're going to be.
They zapped his ass right there and then took it back in.
It'd be great if he fell directly back in his old cell.
That'd be funny.
In Alabama, what was supposed to be a family fun night turned into a family fun nightmare.
Oh, wow. I see what you did there.
Yeah. In Fairhope, a mother took her kids to the local pizza place to enjoy the company of her parent friends while all the kids played in the gaming area. She would check on her kids every few minutes to make sure everything was okay, but stunned when one of the kids came back running to inform her that her 2-year-old son had managed to get himself stuck in the claw machine.
That's awesome. That's not normally adults get into fights at these parties.
Right. Like,
this is actually something
thing.
That makes sense. Like, of course she wanted to get in there. She could.
And
she
she's two.
Exactly.
Like, you go up in there. You're the little one.
Okay.
Right. I mean, that's how you win the game. At least they're thinking.
Yeah, and you know that little 2-year-old was stuck for a while with the other kid saying, no,
yeah,
drop the bear into
two.
The chute, and
right.
then I'll
they're
go get
coaxing
mom.
Her, like,
right,
get
exactly.
up in there. Get the bear.
Took firefighters, like, some amount of hours to get that kid out of there.
That
did you hear what she said to authorities?
No. It took literally seconds?
She didn't talk.
Oh, the kid. You'd think that thing would have
two.
A pop top on it. Like, all you need is to grab a key and pop the top off that thing so that firefighters can get in there.
I would think that you should have that so that you don't even have to call the firefighters.
Right.
I bet they're not making new claw machines. I bet all the ones that exist are probably from that era of, well, we didn't redo the
all right, kids were climbing into these claw machines for a while,
right.
man.
If
people
a kid can fit,
stuck.
They climb in it.
Right.
It's just that freaking easy.
Exactly.
If they can fit it in their mouth, they eat it. If they can fit in it, they go there.
If they had a machine like that for an adult to get laid, he'd figure out a way
headlines
in there.
Without Mike Hoggazov.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Ted versus the FCC. Bad jokes, and we will drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, we be all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.